And we are at the Mishnah, I believe. Mishnah Halacha Daled. Okay? Sar shel chulin shenaf atoch isar. You have sourdough of chulin, which fell into a dough. V'yesh bo kedei l'chametz. And it has enough power, has enough wherewithal to ferment the dough. V'achaka nafal sar shel truman. Afterwards, there fell their sourdough of truma. Osho kiliakarim, or sourdough kiliakarim, which is forbidden. Yesh bo kedei l'chametz, and it has enough power to also ferment. Also, so I say that it's forbidden. In other words, the second dough to fall in there, the second sourdough to fall in there is what forbids it. Now, this is talking about where it hasn't yet fermented at the time that the second dough falls in. So obviously, in the fermenting process, the second dough will contribute and make it fermented, and therefore it's osur. However, if the first dough fell in already, caused the process to occur, already did ferment and rise, then afterwards fell in the sourdough of truma or social kiliakarem or the sourdough of kiliakarem. The kilaim b'yeshbo kilchametz, and it itself has enough to ferment. Nonetheless, according to Tana Kama, it's also with the way the Baal Yerushalmi will explain is that Tana Kama, it's no say Talmud of Kama is also. Even if something gives a negative taste, it's still prohibited. Rabbi Shimon Mata, Rabbi Shimon permits this. Rabbi Shimon says the Nosei Tamal of Gam is mutter. Now this is going to be that's going to be the Ushami's pshat. The Bavli gives a different pshat. The Bavli he brings down here from Avodah Zarah Daf Samech Ches. He says that the reason in this case why it's also according to Tana Kama, even though it was already fermented, and this seems to be Nosei Tamal of Gam, is because there is no Nosei Tam of Gam by sourdough. Because by sourdough, if you have a very sourdough, what do you do with it? What would you do with it? No. Or what would you do with it? You'd use it as starter for other doughs. You'd use it to cause other doughs to rise. So therefore, it has an advantage in that it becomes a starter. So therefore, it's not Nosei Tam of Gam in the classic sense. Nosei Tam of Gam means it's not usable or degraded in this way, shape, or form. But here, it's still usable, not perhaps as food, but as starter, and that's good enough. And therefore, he Tana Kama holds that even though it's Nosei Tam of Gam, since it gives it the power to be sourdough for other mixtures, so therefore that already makes it ulcer. Okay?
What if the second case, it started to ferment, but it only went to 1/3 of Machol destroyed or soil or something?
And then he threw it in? I don't know if there's a shear for minimum shear ferment. There probably is, but I don't know what it is. But you're right, there probably is a shear for minimum fermenting. It's a good question. I don't know. Tanya says more. Tanya Chanani B'Shem Rabbi Yochan. Now the way Chananya named Rabbi Yochanan, that even the first case of Mishnah was a subject of the Machlokas. Rabbi Shimon and Rabbanu would argue about the case where the doughs fell in and neither of them had yet created chametz. So nonetheless, Rabbi Shimon would still be matir in that case, and Rabbanu would answer. And that's the lingo they use in order to explain Rabbi Shimon's heter would be zevzegori mutter, where there are two catalysts for a certain process. So I consider it as when one of them is a mutter catalyst, and I consider it okay. Here it's zevzegori both iser, excuse me, and the heter contribute. Right? If they both felt this, if they both fell before the fermentation occurred, so both are contributing to the fermentation, which that's the ratio. So they're both contributing to fermentation, one can make the argument that Zev Zegorin, they're both involved, and Zev Zegorin might be Mutter. That's how Rabbi Shimon would say. Whereas Rabbi would say Zev Zegorin is Ulcer. Okay? And because the the ulcer sourdough participate in the process. Rabbi Yehuda said, Havina Sovin Mary wanted to say Mapligin. When is there Machlokas Kishachim et Sebeko Kocho? When this one did the fermented with all its might, kind of like Shabbos, right? Zeko Kocho. And it's like Zeni Yochel, Zeni Yochel, each one used all their power, right? Venof al Sor Shechulin Tchila. And in that case, the Sor Shechulin, the sourdough Chulin fell first. Avinof al Sor Shel Truma. Tchila, but what happens if the sourdough of Truma fell first? And the, before the. Not first here, I'm sorry. First babe means.
Hakok Vinig Medina. And we answer, and we ask, what is that called? What Lazi Lai? Lazi holds it with the afternoon. What did we say? It includes all over the place. In other words,
Let me start that over again. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Said Rabbi Yehuda, I want to say, Mapli. When is there a machlokas b'shachim et zekochov zekokocho? Both the Israelites are fully fermenting. V'naf al sorshal chulin tchila and the dough and the sourdough chulin fell first. Then it's machlokas. Aval, however, enough al sor shall truma tchila, but if the sourdough of truma fell first, then farnech nischamtza is isa. Then the dough already became fermented then. I think I have it wrong. Yeah, I have it wrong. Let me do it over again. All right, here, Rabbi said, I've been serving Maymar. Want to say, by Map Mapligan. Where the Malchus of Shem Rabbi Yehuda? Kshechim et zeh kokocho v'zeh kokocho. When each was in the Sefer of the Mishnah, when each one was mechamet in all its might, v'nof al sor shel t'chulin t'chila. But the only one, it's much easier than I made it out to be. But he's just explaining the Mishnah the way we explain the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda. You say, in the Sefer, where there is a machlokas, we're talking about where each one contributed, each was fully fermenting.
You got there first, right, but nonetheless,
and therefore they asked her, right. Now, Rabbi Shimon argues. Shimon holds Nozit Tam V'Kam is Mutter. That's in the Mitzvah. Avol, however, in the Reisha, Ninof Al Shur Sor Shul Truma Tchila. Now, Tchila is not literal here, because the Sor Shul Truma did not fall first. What happened in the Reisha is the regular stuff. Tchila means it fell before the fermentation process was complete. That's what it means. Then it becomes part and parcel of the fermentation process. Not that it was already fermented, and it's also. So basically saying it outside again. Rabbi Yehuda is saying in the Sefer, each one is contributing in its turn the full force necessary to ferment. And since the first one to ferment was the regular sourdough, and then only afterwards the also sourdough, so that's we have a machlokas, Rabbi Shimon and Rabbanah. Rabbi Shimon holds Nositam Lushvach is the criterion. Nositam Lufkam is Osir. I'm sorry. Nositam Lushvach is Osir. Nositam Lufkam is Mutter. So therefore, in this case, it's Nositam Lufkam, and therefore it's Mutter, because initially when the chulin fell in, it already fermented. This is additional fermentation. It's problematic. It's not going to aser. That's Rabbi Shimon's opinion, because it makes it even worse. So even though now it tastes worse, nonetheless, the bottom line is that we say that it continues to be now, in this case, mutter, because it's no same time. I lost my train of thought again.
Well,
it's also, it's also. Now the ratio, though, each neither of them had yet contributed the full itzer, right? Neither of them had contributed the full itzer yet.
Right.
It hasn't yet fermented. So therefore, I say in that case, everybody agrees. Even Rabbi Shimon agrees that it's also. Why? Because at the time that the Usher sourdough is working its impact on the dough, it's not yet no sin time of come, and therefore at that point it still ushers it. Okay? That's his Gemara. Now, kol no sin tamim, ben levgam ben leshvach usher, the Remeir. Remeir says, any no sin time, whether it's leshvach or levgam, ushers. Rabbi Shimon Remeir leshvach usher, if it gives a good taste, it's usher. Levgam gives a negative taste, it's mutter. Now this will go immediately relevant to what we were discussing previously. Where's the machlokish kshishbiach v'arikol pogam? If it first became shvach and then it became pogam, okay? Avalim pogam v'achakach kshishbiach, but it became pogam first and then only afterwards became positive. Avraham Meir Modi, even Rav Meir agrees that that's not considered to be an iser, okay? Because it never had a time when it's fully ulcer. Rav Yochanan Amar Lo Shaniya he ben Yishbiach he pogam he mishbiach. Doesn't matter what comes first. If it's shvach and then pogam, or pogam and then shvach, he machlokas, the machlokas is maintained across the board. Tamot, you went over there. Sorim Shinoplu Toch Bor Shemaim. If you have barley which falls into a well of water, Avol Bishivishu Meimov. Even though at first it's associated with time of gam, the water starts getting all occluded and bad and all that. Nonetheless, meimah mutar, and the water of the well is mutar.
What about the other?
In this case, it's first no sin tam lefgam, and then it's no sin tam leshvach afterwards. This price, so what do you do with it? Rabbi Yochanan, machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan says it's subject of machlokas. Right, because the obviously this is a case of first lishvach and then lefgam, so this would be the subject of a machlokas, right? As Rabbi Yochanan says,
it's
gam then shvach. Does it matter? That's Rabbi Yochanan said. I'm sorry. When it says even when it's first gam and then shvach, then Rabbi Yochanan says it's machlokas. He says it's machlokas regardless of what comes first and what comes second. Shimon Lakish says this is going to everybody, because Shimon Lakish holds always that from when it's first no sin tam v'gam and then no sin tam l'shvach, then even Rav Meir concedes that it's mutter. Okay?
Now, in the fermenting process, is it possible that it would be first gam and then shvach?
Yes, certainly it's possible. Right.
And the other way around as well.
Yeah. Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Avon Omar Ilan Shmuasa. These are not actual statements which Rav and Rabbi Yochanan made, but these are inferences. Shmuasa literally means a rumor, but these are inferences made by the members of Beis Medrash. In Shmuasa, these are inferences which are made. Rabbi Yochanan Machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan says Machlokas, and Rabbi Shimon Lo says Divrei Akol. By the case of pogams of achakach hishbiach, that what's the status is.
That Reish Lakish shows, okay, everybody agrees, Reish Lakish shows, everybody agrees by where it's first lefgam and then a shvach, that it's osir.
That it's mutter. Reish Lakish shows that everybody agrees when it's first lefgam and then lefgam, it's mutter. And Rabbi Yochanan holds a machlokes whether first the lefgam and then the shvach is mutter or not. So it says Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan said, "Tzurcha la'adar Rav Shimon Lakish." We need to understand that which Rosh Hashanah is a little bit difficult. Lokein Sarvin Meimar, do we not, why is it difficult? Because we not want to say in the Sefer of our Mishnah. Ma Pligin, that when's the Machlokas, Kishur Chaymech, Zekos, Zeko Kocho, Vizeko Kocho, when each one gave the full strength for fermentation. And the sourdough chulin fell first. Avli nofal sour shall true to matchila. But if the sourdough true fell before the process was complete, then the dough is already risen, already fermented. Vafilu nofal sour shall chulin tchila. And even if sort of chulin of regular stuff fell first, not it becomes as if it's become like something where it's first shavach and then pogam. Now, what does it mean? It means that originally,
same as it did before
it fully fermented. One second.
Explain to you what the question on Reish Lakish is.
What's the question on Reish Lakish?
Also, you are loving the nations. We'll just translate it a little bit. Call yourself the devil.
Let me start from Rabbi Yonah again. I'm Rabbi Yonah. Tzurcha. We have Lohadot Reishlim and Lakish. We have to understand what Reish Lakish said. Lokein Sarvi Meimar, did we not think the same? My plea in what's the machlokas in the safe of our Mishnah? Kshechimit Zeko Kocho Vezeko Kocho, where each one gave the full strength of the fermentation. And the sourdough chulin fell first, and it fermented. But it would stand to reason the exact opposite is true as well. If the sourdough truma fell first, so kvarnis chamtza isa, so that already causes the fermentation process to occur, and therefore the ferment it should be also right. If the truma falls first, and that generates the fermentation process, so it should be also right. Says the Gemara, okay, true. But vafilu nafal social isa tchila, ishal shochun tchila. But it should be also even the other direction. Even if the sour of chulin, even if the sourdough of chulin falls first, nasek mishish biach meikarov akarkach pogam. It's no better than saying where it's first shvach and afterwards pogam, and where it's first shvach and afterwards pogam. Should be a machlokas. It is a machlokas. So what's the problem? It's Mitmiya, I forgot. It's Nasik Mishish Biach Varchaka Meikor Vacharkach Pogam. Are you going to say that it's his first Shvach and then Pogam? Means it's like this. I don't know why I have so much difficulty with this. Means it's like
all these names and
yeah,
little nuance.
Right, but Reish Lakish says like this. Reish Lakish says that the reason why, when first there's a machlokas, when first Ishbiach and then Pogam, there's a machlokas when Ishbiach was so Pogam, right? Now, if it's Pogam, so Ishbiach.
If it's pagam misolvish biach, everybody agrees it's mutter.
If when it falls and creates, according to Reish Lakish, first when it falls and it's pogam, and then it becomes shvach, then it becomes good. Once it became gam, everybody agrees it's okay. Even if later on it fermented to a better state, nonetheless, now when it fell down, it became batel. There's no sitan of kam, remains always no sitan of kam, it remains always mutter, even though later on it becomes no sitan of shvach. That's according to everybody. But what about the opposite case, like Mara said, where it's no sitan of shvach first, and then afterwards it becomes no sitan of kam? So that Reish Lakish said to Machlokas. Says Amar, okay, fine. That's what you want to say. But I don't still understand how in the safe of our mission could be a machlokas. Because what in the safe of our mission are we talking about? First, a full measure of chulin fell in and made it fermented. And then a full measure of truma or kilia karen fell in and made it fermented. And that we have a machlokas. We have a machlokas on that. When was it ever nice to Tam Lashvach? But that was when it was chulin. The moment the truma fell in, what started occurring? Come. So where's the shvach? Reish Lakish's whole point is that where first the shvach and then it's the gam. So then it's machlok is fine, but that's not the case in the sefer. The case in the sefer is first was complete under the chulin, and then when you put the truma in, it's pagah, because it starts off being negative. So where, how in the sefer is there havamina that's a machlokas? Should be osur outright. That it's mutter outright. Excuse me, mutter outright. There was never a time when the Isser was nice in Tam
Lishvah. This would be a good time to put in my case where it started the Hulin started the fermentation process.
Yes.
And the Truma comes.
Oh, that's how Reish Lakish could learn. That's true. But that's not what it says in the Mishnah, because the Mishnah says, V'chimtza v'chakach nabalsor shel Truma. Right. That would talk to be there. So the way to read the Gemara is, Nasa k'mishishbech me'ekor v'chakach pogam. You're going to read the Mishnah that's talking about case where first was shvach and then it's pekam. How could that be? It should be pekam all the way. Why should it be pekam all the way? Because when the truma starts falling in, it by definition is pekam at that point. Okay? Chaz Rabbi Yehuda Umar. Rabbi Yehuda came and wanted to answer. Umar is like, Ova Omar. You want to say a shtickle atayers for Reish Lakish. Maybe it's a little bit like you said. A woman who makes dough, ain't a machmetis called tzorko. She doesn't fully ferment it on the first shot. She leaves like a 1% non-fermented. Mishayer es koshu. She leaves something over. Also koshu, yes, a kmishish bilch sopogam. That little bit which she leaves over, that's the case. And then, of course, the truma sourdough falls in. So that's the point at which it's mashbiach, and then afterwards pogam. Says Gemara, boo, 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 boo. Oh, you think it's a good answer, right? Mar gives the Baabatish refutation, where it says, Kasha ilush biach v'lo pogam shema klumu. If at that point, it's mashbiach and not yet pogam. True. But is that significant? In other words, if she leaves over 1%, which hasn't yet been fully fermented, and now you throw in something which is equivalent to another 100% of fermenting, so 1% was necessary. 99% is not. That 1% which is necessary is not batel in the robe which is not necessary. Or in the robe of chulin, which was originally used, but it's so insignificant amount that you can't determine the halacha based on that insignificant amount. That's what I want to say. I see you don't like the refutation. You like the answer better. All right, fine. Rabbi, it's a little bit like you said, not exactly the same thing, though. I mean, throws in kind of like a human element. That a woman leaves over a little bit to doesn't fully ferment it the first time around. Okay, Rabbi Yonah, boy.
Rabbi Yoni asked. Rabbi Yoni asked. Now a lot of gears have messed up from here to the Mishnah. Ma ben shochach shevach mizel mizeh. What's the difference if they both contributed? You have the sourdough of Isser Heter and sourdough of Isser, and they together comprise the fermentation catalyst, because each one by itself is too weak to do so. What's interesting, that my bim gam pugam is emizem. What's the difference where the two of them create the gam? In other words, they're so strong that each one could do it on its own, yet now we're taking the two of them doing it together. So says the Gemara, shevach mizem mizem, if both of them create shevach together, in other words, each one on its own is insufficient, eat both of them together, so then should be mutar. It's permissible. This is actually all part of the question. It's mutar. Why is it mutar? That's what Moore is asking, really. But pugam mizem mizem, they both, each one could do it independently, and when you put them together, then it should be asur. It's forbidden. What's the difference? Why is it a difference? Rabbi Mona, Sir Mona said, Shevach mizem mizem, if in order to make it work at all, you had to combine both parts, Roe Kemisha Eino also Isser. Look as if the Isser is non-existent. Why is that? Because it should be Ein. Im Ein Bo Kedei Lesser. In other words, the Isser doesn't have enough power to Asser on its own. It's only in a partnership with the Heter. That we don't take into account. Right? Because what's the whole Isser being generated by? The fermenting. It can't ferment. So it can't ferment. So how can you possibly take it into account and say, oh, it's because of that? Certainly should remain mutter. However, pogam mizeh umizeh. If each one by itself is powerful enough to ferment it, though. And now, since you put them both together, it's a pogam. We take the answer out. Look as if it's not there. And also Isser, and the Isser itself, it should be yesh bo kedei lesser, it has enough to aser, and therefore the entire dough becomes aser. Okay? Tavlin. Similar question by tavlin, by spices, by herbs. Shtayim v'shlosha shemos. If you have two or three different types of herbs, with two or three, the same type of herbs, but used for two or three different purposes. Some of them are truma, some of them are orla, some of them are kili akarim, some of them are avodah zorah. Or, mishlosha, or they're from three different types of plant, even if they're the same name. Also, they're forbidden with staff, and they join together as well to make a shir. If you have two or three similar families from the... okay, where it works by botany. Phyla and... do you remember how they translate those terms? Anyway, if you have two or three... different prohibitions from the same min, oshnei minim mishem echad, or the two different types, but they come from the same min. They come from the same prohibition. Still, aim and staff, and none of these things join together. Okay, so he's very machmir. Basically, doesn't let you use this. Okay. Says more. Nicho shtei shemos b'shem echad. I understand why two different prohibitions, such as truma kilekarim, but if they're both a kveis cinnamon, they're both mitzdarif. But shnei minim b'shem echad. But if you want to take cinnamon and sugar, not so cinnamon because of sugar, they're mitzdarif. Rav Avraham Lozer said we're talking about b'minim b'sikushon. A very interesting answer. Says we're talking about spices used to make the pot more flavorful. So therefore, we look at all of them as being similar because they all make the pot more flavorful, even if they're not exactly the same. Okay?
But are the tastes the same?
No.
They're both sweet,
but different types of taste. That's right. Yet nonetheless, we lump them together. However, if there are three different types of taste, kosher, hedio, tuam, or any time a simple person could taste it, Vomer, he says, I didn't have so. Revos and they regal the shlosha nosei tamimim. The three cases of nosei tam which he wants to discuss. The first one is kosher ediotomo. Anybody that's a simple person tasted. And Va'ome says, Kederazu Eina Chasera. And he says that this pot is not lacking anything. And then it should be Venifgamzu. It became damaged. Venifgam becomes damaged. Zui Nosin Tam Livgam Mutter. This is the case of Nosin Tam Livgam, and it's permissible. Okay, it says Lushvach and Oser. It should be Nosin Tam Livgam and is Mutter. Now, what are we talking about? Why is it Mutter?
Well, you wanted it sweet, and now the taste is being ruined.
Yeah. Why is it being ruined?
What's falling in there that's making it top?
Well, 1 second. We're talking about a case. Kol shed yotamo, anything a simple person to taste, and he says this kedera ena chasera is not lacking anything. And then something falls in. Venifgam or Venofal or Venifgam is another gear. So then something damages the ship. I say ship.
Then some.
Tanker, right? That's right. Did it win? On the way of the year, they were asking they were giving the things on the radio. Now, you say this, a pot is not missing anything, not ship, pot. You say this pot is not missing anything, and then this falls in. The Norfal Zoo, the Noisin Tam Livgam Umutr. That's good. The pot is not lacking anything.
It means it's perfect.
Then Usher Pepper falls in. That's Nosin Tam Livgam, and that's Usher. Okay? So that's a typo here. It's not Nosin Tam Livgam Mutter, it's Nosin Tam Livgam, and it's Usher. Nosin Tam Livgam, and Livgam, it's Mutter. Sorry. Nosin Tam Livgam, and Mutter.
All right, it's
too much pepper. That which you put in now, the pepper is also, but it's too much. So it's not a sitam of gam, and that's why it's mutter.
There's no more focus here?
No. Everybody holds that way. Oh, you mean with the tat of our Mishnah argument? Yeah, sure. But this is him speaking, whoever it is. Avonei Rabbi Yochanan. Okay? Afilu amar tavlin ploini yesh b'kdeir azu. Now, this is a very big chiddush. He says, let's say, I know it's a very big thing. It's a continuation of the same principle. You say, oh, I can taste this pot that's the pepper, where there's too much pepper. And the pepper is the ulcer spice. So this should generally be the, like we have the concept in the Yoredea, nikar iser. Hukar iser, you can tell what's ulcer. So even if it's nice at the time of gam, it should still be ulcer, because you can tell what the ulcer substance is, nonetheless. I feel on my talent players, because there's a nice in time of gam. It still remains mutter. Even if you can identify which one it is, it still remains mutter. Okay? It's a big chiddush, right? Even though you can tell which one. And how, next one. The choshu matom, or anything which an expert, a chef or whatever, tastes. But I mean, it says, tavlin ploni a certain spice ain b'kdeira zu, is not in this k'deira. Now, What does it mean? This is a case where there's too much pepper. But an expert chef comes and says, too much pepper. Does anybody know it? If you put in some sugar, it'll be okay.
So is now the pepper nice to Talmud Shvach, nice to Talmud Shvach? Right. Zeis no setam of God. Is it also or is it mutter? So that's what it says. Vayomer tavlin ptoni ein b'kdei rezu. Need sugar to counteract counterbalance the salt or the pepper. Zeu neis in time of gam, which is also. In this case, neis in time of gam is also. Why? Because again, you can fix it up very easily. So even though right now it's not neis in time of gam, it's regards being neis in time of gam.
The Gemara is making a distinction between a kosher person and a chef.
Right. Oh, no, but it's only because the chef can tell what you can add and make it better. Since the chef can tell, it'll tell what you can add and make it better. So therefore, we assume that it's also.
In the first case, when it was a common person, maybe the chef could tell that it wasn't lacking something. The common person said it wasn't lacking anything.
Yeah.
And then Asur Gam fell in. So what if the chef said it still wasn't Shvach to begin with?
It still wasn't what?
I guess it
wasn't. Yeah.
He said it wasn't lacking anything.
Yeah.
But what if the chef said it was lacking?
Okay, so we go by the chef. He's the expert. Yeah, no matter what, we go by the chef. No, because that's a partial thing. Anybody can tell that it tastes bad or good now. It's the chef who knows giving the eitzah.
The chef wouldn't know to begin with, even before it was not lacking anything.
Right.
Even the common person, that's the lowest.
That's right. Okay. Rav Moshe Milton said, "Kol Isurin, all prohibitions of Torah Mishayin or some, we reckon them. We want to reckon if they're butzel or not. Kilu butzel is if they're onion, kilu kaflut or kaflut, which is another spicy vegetable. I don't know exactly what it is. Which means you need 60 in modern terms. Okay, in other words, if your onion or your kaflut falls into your vessels, in order to count, you need 60. So this is the way they said that you need 60. Okay, that's good about stuff which normally can be reckoned based on its, you know, whether it would take and based on onion basis or a kaflut basis. However, which is more spicy, and therefore cannot be compared to an onion or a kaflut, but matam shara, how do you reckon the shear for it? Hakamun, cumin, but matam shara, how do you reckon the shear for that? Rabbi said, "Lo kedam, Rabbi Avo b'shem Rabbi Lozar." The Rabbi Avo say the name Rabbi Lozar in our Mishnah. B'minim esikah shanu. We can combine all sorts of spices if they're all for the point of sweetening the pot. Minim esikah stuff which sweetens the pot. Aydeshi darkon lishtar bebatzel kaflut. Since they are generally tantamount or akin to onion and kaflut, Mishayna, so kilu batzel, kilu kaflut. So therefore, we give it the same proportions as batzel and kaflut. However, shali curly surin, but anything else, such as cumin, shein darkon, lishtar bebatzel the kaflut, that normally not reckon being bounced off or on the basis of onion and kaflut, mishayna saminim, you have to make an independent reckoning. And therefore, I call on mishayna saminim. When you want to reckon what the cumin does, you have to make an independent reckoning. Rabbi Mona, lo amarkei, Rabbi Mona was the son of Rabbi Yonah, did not say this. Ella, rather say this. Look at him, Rabbi Avo, and Rabbi Avo say, "Oh, I'm a Rabbi Lezer, but I'm named Rabbi Lezer. But me name is Siko Shon. When it comes to sweeten the pot, they all join together. Me name is Siko. What joins them together? I.e., they should time on Shove because they have the same taste." Not according to the original pshat, the reason is because you normally put them in the pot together. According to this pshat, the reason why that's why they all have the same share. According to this pshat, the reason why they all have the same share is because you normally, well, not you normally, because they have the same taste. Okay, so mina misika is a machlokas between the first pshat and the second pshat. What makes them join together? It's really semantics. The first pshat holds they're joined together because they all come sweet in the pot. So that's the derech, right? In this respect, they're similar to onions
and kaflut, which also comes between the pot. In the second shot, the reason why all minim sikos mitzar, because they give a taste which is similar. They all have a similar taste, right? Onion and so now says the Gemara, what? Right, which is similar to onion and similar to kaflut, right? Okay, that's fine. However, if that's the case, the shark, I think it's good. Me say they should have a shove and Mishaim has some kilo bottle of kafu. Shark is sweet. Now they should ain't time and shove and Mishaim has some kilo bottle of kafu. However, all these sorim, since they're all the same taste, so we don't know how to reckon them. So if that's the case, our common tzricho, what's common is a problem. What do we do with it? Now, according to the first shot, we go by anything which is normally applied to a pot. Like onions and kaflut, which means all types of medium masika. Common is different. It's unique. It's not applied to the pot the same way. We don't know what the halacha is. Now we're saying that everything which has a similar taste is joined together. That's what Mine Masiko is. If that's the case, I'm making this more confusing than necessary. Again, according to the first opinion, so you go by whatever the normal derech is. And Batz and Kafel, they're normally put into the pot to spice up like any other pot. When the second approach, you go by taste. But Batz and Kafel don't have the same taste as spices and herbs. So therefore, we can't extrapolate one from the other. Can't extrapolate that the stuff which comes minim misika is learned from Batz and Kafel. If so, if we can't even extrapolate that, it certainly leaves us in the lurch. We don't know what to do with. You know what to do with? No, with cumin. With kummel. In the first shot, we could say, well, it's similar. It comes to sweeten a pot, right? And therefore, we can give it the same thing as both of kaflus. No, we don't do that. There's a problem. The problem is like, listen, so I have bad night, at least be able to catch up my sleep, right? But the pshat is like this. The first pshat is that Batz and Kaflut are different, and so it's common different, because they're not used to sweeten the pot. They don't use onions either. They didn't have minced onions in the old days. They didn't have onion powder. They used to cook onions. So since they never cooked, so therefore they have a different shear, and Kumin of course has a different shear. The second shot is no, that we go by taste, right? We go by taste. And therefore, they do. Yes. Onion and kaflut taste the same like spices which go into the cholent, or the same spices which go into your soup. Yeah. They're not used as spices, but they taste the same as spices. So I can make them the similar in that respect. Now I don't know what to do with cumin. It's very good. According to the first shot, according to Rabbi Yoino, so everything which is similarly used to mean a mesiko is the same. Well, that doesn't include Batz and Kaflut. So that means Batz and Kaflut are not mean a mesiko. So certainly, what's his name is not mean a mesiko. Kama. It's certainly not going to be not like the mean a mesiko, right? It's probably not even like Batz of a Kaflut, because it's not used the same like Batz of a Kaflut either. According to Rabbi Mona's shot in the Gemara, no, it's anything which has a similar taste. But all these things have similar taste. Batz of a Kaflut and whatever herbs you use in your pot also have similar taste. That's the case. I don't know what to do with Kama. Is it similar? Is it not similar? Similar enough, not similar enough? I don't know. So we leave it up in the air. Okay?
Let me just get another cup of coffee. Okay. And white. White would be two color. Like blue and gold, you know, something like that. Not four color. Okay, Rabbi Avo B'Shem, Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Nos Neitamim. Any which gives a taste, Ein Loikin Aleim. You don't get markers on them. Achiyitom tam amoshe shalisser. This is a general, very fundamental principle. You only get markers if you actually have substance of isser, not if you have taste of isser. In other words, if you have there's a pervasive taste of pig in your meat, so you don't get markers for it. You have to have a kazayas of pig in order to get markers, right?
What about getting mushy?
Same thing. The one difference is Bas B'cholov. Heiser Rabbi Chama Bar Yosi, Kumi Rabbi Yechon, Harei Bas B'cholov. But Bas B'cholov, Harei Lokita Lotam Amosha Shalisser, Vatamar Loke. By Bas B'cholov, the meat doesn't have any milk in it necessarily, or not because I have the milk, right? The Anon Lezig get Malkus. The Kibla. So he accepted it. Says the Gemara, the Kibla, don't think he really accepts it. Kinish to Shama Mile the Baldine, it's somebody who hears something from a heckler, the Kibla, and accepts it silently. He didn't agree, he just didn't respond. But Bas B'chov, as the Gemara says in Psachim, is a Chiddush, and in Kholin, it's a special Chiddush. That there, the meat itself becomes the entirety of the Isser. But normally, in order to get an Isser, you have to have a substance of a gezayis. It's not enough just to have taste. Rav Avraham Rabbi Yochanan said, Kol nosi tamei elokin aleim, chutzi nosi tam shel nazir. Rav Avraham Rabbi Yochanan wanted to say, any nosi tam we don't get malchus on, except if it's nosi tam shel nazir. If you have a taste of grapes, that in and of itself is sufficient to give you a nausea or malchus, okay? Even if it's not a substance of grapes, taste of grapes is enough. Rabbi Zir, we're going to explain that. We'll explain that. Rabbi Zir, kol nosi tam, any taste, in lokin aleim, not maloke, hachitom tam amoshul shal iser, until you taste literally the taste of the iser, right? The same idea. By nazir, even if you don't have a literal taste of a taste of the substance, I should really say it. The substance of prohibition is still nazir. Yeah, we pass like this. Pasuk, amazing thing by nazir. Pasuk, let's say you soak bread in wine. So the bread is mitzdarev to the wine, and it makes up the gezayis. Normally you never say that. You sow bread and pig juice, it wouldn't be considered pig. It's only by wine. We're going to learn it's gezayis akosu. Okay? Masisa Messiah Ledein. I'm sorry. Rabbi Bobar Memo. Kol nosi tami eni serveta mitzdarfin. This is what we're about to see. By all isurim, the isur and heta don't join together. The bread doesn't join together with the pig juice. With nazir serveta mitzdarfin. Okay, so we have two different pshati by nazir. One pshat by nazir is that you're loike on the tam, even without the ikur. The other pshat by nazir is, of course, you need to have substance. But you don't have the substance of grapes. You can have the exclusively. You can have the bread or something else be mitzdarev to the grapes. Okay, masisa messiah l'dein. There's one bride which goes like one of them. Masisa messiah l'dein. Another bride which goes like the other one. Masisa messiah l'dein. There's a bride which goes like one. Lulu Rabbi Zira. Masisa messiah Rabbi Zira. Kizayis yayin shnopel k'deira. You have a kizayis of wine which fell into a pot. Achim met a kizayis potter. If you ate a kazayas from the mixture, you're exempt. Until you eat the entire pot. Once you eat the entire pot, you're chayv the nazir, of course. It's chayv. No, you have to taste it. The point is, you need the entire kazayas. You need the entire kazayas. Look, I'll die to write Bobar Memo. This is not like write Bobar Memo, because you're going to write Bobar Memo. Came and chalk him in a kazayas chayv. Once you eat any kazayas, you're chayv. Why couldn't write Bobar Memo even want any kazayas? Because he holds the heter joins up with the iser. So therefore, even if you eat one kazayas of it, it's already enough, right?
But according to Rabbi Zira, which the Bryce is going like, it has to be Yisr itself, right? So therefore you need the entire thing. Now this is still time of Lo Mamasho, because the wine is absorbed into the whatever's in the pot, right? So it's not like any other is in the Torah except Basar B'cholav, time of Lo Mamasho, you don't get Malkus on. Here the time is like Mamish by Nazir, okay? So that's the uniqueness of Nazir. But a word like Rabbi Bar Bar Memo, you wouldn't even need a kazayis of the wine. All you need a kazayis of is anything from the mixture, okay? Masisa Misaila Rabbi Bar Bar Memo is another bicycle because Rabbi Bar Bar Memo. Mimash Mishnemar for that, which it says, the Chol Mishrasa Novin Lishta, anything which is literally Mishras means something which is soaked, right? But even if that's literal, but that's how the Gemara is going to translate it. Anyway, we'll see. Any Mishras you shouldn't drink. It says that by another. What's the pasuk coming? That's like a reboy, but it matches everything. It matches the pits and matches the sea, the skin, matches the grapes. So what's the pasuk adding here? It says everything made from the wine, from the pits to the skin, you shouldn't eat. You should refrain from wine and any intoxicating beverage. So why did it say? So there's a big typo. It should say. I don't know why he changes it, actually. Oh, forget about the Bible. Let me read the way it says here. Elishim Shora Novim, Vishora Pito Bohem, if you soak the grapes and soak your bread in them, the Eshbink de Tsar Ben Gazai, it's Chayiv, and you have a Gazai to join the two of them, you're Chayiv. That's what Mishras means, anything soaked, right? So that's Rabbi Bar Bar Memo's shot, that the bread becomes part and parcel of the Isser and becomes also. Now, this is a little bit flawed because we don't paskin like this. Okay, because it sounds like you show me, I could say, half the mitzvah for Isser in the entire Torah, we don't learn that way. Okay? If that which comes out of the grapevine, Shein Isur Yisolim, which is not a permanent Isser. Why? Because how long does the years last? Generally only 30 days, so it's not a permanent Isser, right? And it's not also about no. No, it's allowed to derive benefit from grapes. It's just not allowed to drink them. And he can be matir neder on his Isser, right? And get out of it. Also about Tom Kiker, unless we say Tom Kiker. Now, not just Tom Kiker, right? Not just that the taste is like Dicker, but also according to Rabbi Bob our memo, that Hetzer's mitzvahful Isser, right? Sharko Isurin Shabbatara, any other Isurin Torah, Shaysurin Isurin, which are complete Isurin. The Isurin Isurin, it's possible that some of them at least are also by no as well. Vein Lukha, Ein Lehem Heter Acher, so you can't be Matur, none of them. Ein Odin Shanasa, but a Tan Kikur, let's say Tom is like Ikur. So Mikan, Lom Dukha, Chomim, Fir, Chomim, learn that cold Nasi Tam is Shayu Asurin. Every Nosin Tam is Osir. Now again, Nosin Tam doesn't mean Nosin Tam means Hetzer's Mitzvah for Isir. So that's what he's asking. The Kasha Rabbi Zira, that's case of difficult Rabbi Zira. Because our Omer had Sheitom, Rabbi Zira said all over, in order to get Malkus, what do you have to do? You have to have Mamish, not just the taste, but also the substance. The one exception to that rule is Nazir. And here we're saying, the Kamar, a few little time here, say, if you don't have a full taste of Isser, even if all you have is the bread together with the wine, that itself is Mechayiv you. So the Yerushalmi doesn't answer that, but that's in fact where we paskin. We do paskin that dichotomy. We paskin that by wine, the Heter is Mitztaif to Isser, by all the other Sermator, that there's not Mitztaif to the Isser, what rather do you have to have? You have to have the substance, a kazayis worth of the hisser. The one exception is by Basar B'cholav. Okay? Sor shel chulin v'shel truma. You have sourdough of chulin and of truma. Shenovel toch is, which fell into a dough. Lo bezekadei l'chametz, lo bezekadei l'chametz. neither of them can create chametz. Neither of them is strong enough. Okay, so that's the case we had before. Zel shvach v'zel shvach, right? So now they joined together. They made the they fermented. And let's say we go off the last one which fell in, because that completed the process, and therefore that's what we look at. It doesn't matter whether the Israel fell beginning of first or last. It doesn't matter. The bottom line is that neither one by itself could create the Israel, right? So therefore, the Israel never asks unless it has enough to make chametz on its own. Okay? So that's where we paskin. It doesn't matter which fell first or second. As long as one of them by itself is not strong enough, it doesn't answer. Okay? But not like Shabbos, right? Yoezer Isha Bira. Yoezer Isha Bira was in charge of the Beit HaMikdash. He was a student of Shammai. Of Shammai himself. Vame said, nonetheless, Shaltis from Gamliel. Asked from Gamliel, Zokin, was from Beis Hill, of course. When he was standing at the eastern gate of the Beis HaMikdash, Vame said, it doesn't aser until the Israel has enough to make chametz on its own. Okay, so we passed in that way, which is like Beis Hill. Talmudim, we learned over there. Yain Nesach Aser v'Oser b'choshu. Yain Nesach is Aser, and Aser is no matter how small the shear is. Now, there's a catch to that. It's only in wine, not in water. Yain Nesach is bottle in water, but not in wine. Okay, and that's what Gemara is going to discuss. Okay? Chizkiyomar. Kosher Moskom in the Isravata, therefore if you have a cup of wine, which is diluted with water, right? And there's both Isser and Heter in the cup now. Also wine and Mutzer wine. Vinofel Isser, now each one by itself could not create a cup. Remember, according to Ashkenazim at least, the shear of dilution is 1-6, right? 1-6. So you have one part wine and 6 parts water. If it's any more diluted, it's not considered wine anymore, halacha. So let's say half of that 1-6, 1/12 was osur and 1/12 was mutter. Okay? So now, according to Chizki, it depends which fell in first. Kosher Moskom in Isser min Heter v'nafel Isser basov, if the Yain Nesach fell in last, so it's Isser. Heter basov, if the Heter came in last, it's mutter. Right? So I'm Rabbi Shulbar, you took the Rabbi Lezer. This is like Rabbi Lezer in our Mishnah, right? Rabbi Lezer, anybody always look at whatever fermented last. Rabbi Yirmiyahu said no. Chomer be Yain Nesach. Could be Yain Nesach is different. Maybe Rabbanan would be masking by Yain Nesach to Aser if the Yain Nesach came in second. Why? Because Yain Nesach is a special Isser. Rabbi Yossi boy, Chomer be Yain Nesach. If you nafel heter b'sofia Aser, if you want to say Yain Nesach is more Aser, so say no matter which fell in first, right? Save the Yain Nesach fall first, the Yain heter fall first, it's Aser regardless. Rabbi Yassim Shem Rabbi Yochanan said, Koshim Mosko mi Isser veheter, a cup which is mixed of Isser and Heter together, at Roes Heter Kmishaino. The truth is, no. You don't look at what fell in last. He argues on Chizkiah. He says, like Rabban in our Mishnah, we look at Heter as if it's not there. Also Isser, and depends if that Isser im Yeshman Ositam, meaning if it's 1/6 at least, that has a share of dilution, so the right, then also. Imlav Mutzer. I'm Rabbi Yeshua. So on that, Rabbi Yeshua wanted to say, Chizkiah said, Fushinofel Heter Basof, the only time it's Mutzer is if the Heter fell in last. Right? Because if it fell in last, we're going to be Machmir, just like Chizkiah said before. Okay? Rabbi Mishrabi Yochad said, Lo Shani Beinov Shinofel Isser Betchila. That the Basof makes no difference whether Isser fell in first and the Heter last. Let the Betchil of Isser Basof, the Heter fell in first and the Isser last. It makes no difference. We Aser regardless. No, we Aser regardless because it's Yain Nesach, right. Afilu Mayim V'Yain. No, we Mater regardless. Look at this. Afilu Mayim V'Yain. Even if it's water and wine. In other words, even if the wine fell in...
even if the wine of Heter fell in first, right? And then the wine of Yain Nesach fell in first. Even if you had fully diluted from the Heter and it looked, and it was halachically wine, and then the Yain Nesach fell in, nonetheless, at Roy Heter Kamishaino. You don't look at the Heter. You look at the Isser. If that is enough to be the Shir of dilution, it's Osir. The Lab Mutter, if not, it's Mutter. We look always completely at the Yain Nesach. Never look at the mutter wine. Okay? So that's what he's saying. We don't, it's not like like Chacham in our Mishnah. It makes no difference what fell in first. We always look at if there's enough in the Shir and the Ayinus. Omar Abizir said, Hada dat Omar, that which you said here, that it should be Bikula with a base. Bikula tinuyin hechavida, that which you said in all tenuin here means circumstances. That which you said in all circumstances, we always look at the heter as if it's not there, right? We always look at the heter as not there. We always look at the iser in and of itself. Hey chavida, how do we work it? What's it coming to include? What other case? Give me another case like that. Rabbi Yosef Rabun, Rabbi Abobish, Rabbi Yochan said, socha shel yayin nesach. I'll give you a case like this. Even if, in other words, Rabbi Yochan is so makel that even in the following cases, makel. Slokh shi yayin nesach, if you have a vessel of yayin nesach, shenofel to chavish shel yayin, it fell into a barrel of wine, and it also the barrel, obviously. Nonetheless, because shenofel to bor shel mayim, if later on that mixture fell into a large well of water, and there's much, much too much water for the shear of dilution, right? Rosa Heter Kamisha ain't no. You look at the Heter as if it's not there. She then also Isser. In Yeshbo no Sitam Osir. And we look at the Isser. If it has no Sitam, it's Osir. Vimlav Mutter. If it's not, it's Mutter. So meaning, what we pass on the Rabbi Yochanan, that there is no Chumra by Yain Nesach, that means even if it already became Osir once, it fell, the wine of Isser fell into wine which is mutter, already made him usser at that stage. If later on they fall into water and the shear of dilution is not there for the Yain Nesach in and of itself, then the whole mixture becomes mutter. So therefore Yain Nesach, bottom line is, has to be enough of the Yain Nesach in and of itself to be the proper shear of dilution in the water, otherwise it remains a mutter.
Is that how they matter these single malt scotches?
Yeah, that's how they matter them. Because they look at those who are matter them based on the fact there's not enough wine for the shear dilution. Yes.